Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that down through the years, the Beef Council's had a great relationship with family physicians in the state of Oklahoma, and that relationship has continued here in 2019. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, family physicians are an extremely important group to us. And so we recently sponsored Dr. Donald Lehman, who is a leading protein researcher, for a presentation at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians Summer Convention. His topic focused on the importance of protein in the diet and balancing with carbs in a healthy way. It was very, very well received. Additionally, staff also participated in the trade show where they had the opportunity to visit with multiple physicians and provide them with Beef Checkoff funded materials.
Participation in this event, a part of Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts to educate health professionals from physicians to dietitians about the science of beef nutrition and the benefits of the nutrients of beef. Learn more about the Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, firm pressure through the early part of the week in the feeder cattle trade has pulled away from six-week highs, causing traders to readjust positions with market softness possible in the next couple of trading sessions. Live cattle trades expected to remain mixed in a narrow to moderate range here this morning, while the overall tone of the market still expected to carry a firm undertone. Now, cash cattle activity expected to become more active today. We saw some $111 trade in our part of the country yesterday, $114 in other parts, while $186 on a dress basis. This, though, may soften through pressure develops as pressure develops here today. Aggressive underlying support in the hogs continues to develop in the futures trade following active support, and that's moving August futures to $82 and settling July highs. The underlying support through the complex is helping to stimulate additional underlying commercial support while sustaining non-commercial interest, which has still remained active through the last couple of months. A move above $83 in front month August futures would break through the next short-term resistance level set a month ago, stimulating potential additional underlying support through the complex. Now, mixed to lower wheat markets with winter wheat prices lower, but spring wheat prices hanging near unchanged. While the entire North American spring wheat harvest is still in front of the market, it's worth reminding that managed funds hold a 12,291 contract net short position in Minneapolis wheat. That position is just 500 contracts away from the all-time record net short back in the summer of last year. Corn prices are easier this morning, slipping lower from the near close on Wednesday. Once again, December corn finds itself near 440, a level that has been shown to be the volume point of control extending all the way back to the middle of May. Soybean prices slightly lower, with prices working on their fourth consecutive day of lower closes, and the November contract easing under $9. With the July WASDE in the rearview mirror, volatility has been sinking on soybean futures, with August at-the-money volatility settling Wednesday at 15.26%. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, on the livestock futures, August live cattle was down 10 cents yesterday at 108.12. October was down 50 cents at 108.75. August feeder cattle down 47, 140.57. September down 110, 140.77. And August hogs up 295, 82 even. Kansas City wheat, September up down 4.5, 441 and 3 quarters. December was down 4 cents at 462 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 2 cents, 505 and a half. December was down 2 cents at 517 and a quarter. September corn up 3 quarters at 436. December's up a quarter penny at 441 and a half. August soybeans down 5 and a quarter, 882 and a half. September was down 5 and a half, 888 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.